Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Business is about thought, vision, will, drive, and determination. And how do you become successful in business? Many people who aren't in business think that there's some magic formula. Magic is created. I'm going to go into business, and there's just this magic, and you wave your magic wand, and everything is great. Business success isn't magic. It's just discipline. If you have the discipline, if you understand what you need to do, if you make sure that it's being handled in the proper way, if you understand business, if you understand how to hire people, if you are someone who has a plan and says to yourself, you know, here is my understanding of what I need in a coworker, in an employee. Here's what I need for this position. Here is the job description. I'm going to be disciplined in hiring the right person. I'm not just going to hire anybody. If you hire the right people, if you're disciplined enough to do that, you will be successful. I understand sales. I understand that I need to work with my sales department and hold them accountable to how many prospects they're seeing, to how many presentations they're making, to how many closes, to actually what they're saying. I'm going to be disciplined enough to work with the sales force and force them to absolutely understand what needs to be done and to do it. Every aspect of your business, there has to be discipline. Now, when people go into business, one of the things that they say is, I am going into business because I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And that works well when you are a small, tiny little business. You're doing everything yourself. You know, you're barely eking out a living, and you can absolutely do what you want when you want to. But as you grow the business, there's no magic to success. As you get more employees, as you get more customers, as you grow, as there's more volume, there has to be discipline. Although you may have wanted to do what you wanted to when you wanted to, it doesn't work anymore. Although you don't want to be corporate, you still want to be entrepreneurial, family-type business, you still have to have some corporate elements in there. You have to make sure your accounting is done correctly. You have to understand your profit and loss statement. You have to deal with banks and taxes, salespeople, marketing people, angry customers. And if you're not disciplined, if you're not dealing with it in a business-like way, success will be difficult to obtain. But if you are dealing with it in a business-like way, well, the world is yours. What do you need to do in your business that you are not doing that's causing you a problem? As business people, as CEOs, presidents, and business owners, the economy does affect what we do. But you know what really affects what we do? Is what we do, how we think, how we lead, what our knowledge is, what our attitudes are, what our vision is. If you create the vision in your mind, if you implement that vision, if you make it work, you will be successful. If you cast your fate to the wind, just waiting for things to happen, you will not be successful. So we can never do that. Depends on what you want out of business. Depends on what you want out of life. There are people that are happy with a very small, tiny business, eking out a living, showing up every single day, doing what they need to do. But if you are a true business person, if you want to see how far you can take this, if you want to see how successful you can be, then you will need to improve your thinking, the way you operate. You need to improve everything in your game. And when you do that, well, the results are magic. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.